Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 1-844-OWN-USED. All indications are this is going to be a very good year for dairy producers. Larry Johnson is with Greenstone Farm Credit, serving Wisconsin and Michigan.
A lot of optimism about what's going on out there. They're very comfortable with what their margins are at the present time. Although they are looking forward and saying, what do we do going forward? They're seeing their margins might tighten up a little bit later in the year.
What is the best advice right now, looking ahead for that producer? Should you expand? Should you hold tight? Pay down debt?
All of the above. Yeah. Where they're financially capable, expansion's not a bad idea. Other situations, you know, paying down debt may be the best thing for them. You know, each individual operator has to make that decision for themselves. Our advice really is to, you know, say financially, can you afford to do whatever you're looking at doing?
Given what prices are right now for cattle especially, I mean, expansion is going to be a pretty expensive venture.
Yeah, we've been hearing prices at some of the auctions of grade cows that are in production right now in lactation going for around $3,000-$3,200 a head, which, you know, you can make some of that up because they are in lactation, but it's still a pretty high price right now. You know, you sell off some culls, you're getting a pretty good price at the same time. So what we're seeing really a lot of is just a little bit of expanding the herd size a little bit at a time. A lot of the pressure in March has been the fact that this, in some operators, this is kind of a flush time for them, so they're really looking at picking up a few cows to keep the production, the milk tank full, so to speak. So that's kind of a little bit of the pressure. I'm anticipating we'll probably see those prices back down a little bit later on in the year.
Given what futures prices are, given that we're looking at a margin insurance program from the federal government, are you going to look at more tools to manage risk on that dairy farm these days?
Well, I think there is, and it's not only just with the margin product that's coming out for the dairy producer just on the production side, but also there's going to be a lot more options for them on the crop insurance side, especially when we can get into the point where, like with soybeans, now you're going to have four different types of coverage that you can look at as far as the type of soybean you grow, whether it's, you know, what for specific purposes. So the choices are going to be a lot more complex for our customers going forward. But at the same time, what we're seeing is it's probably going to be better coverage for them based on their operations. And we're looking forward to being able to help them understand what those risk management options are and at least give them some advice on what may be some of those tools that they can use to maintain the margin, because I think everybody understands today farming is a margin business. You've got to have that margin on the plus side in order for you to really continue to grow your operation.
Is this something that to be done on an annual basis?
Yeah, I believe so. I think they should look at their risk management policy and programs annually and decide what is going to make sense for what is happening not only in the marketplace, but what's happening to their operation at that point in time. We've seen several of our operators that have changed their crop insurance coverage this year. We went from option units to enterprise units, have gotten better coverage for less cost. And so what we're seeing is a lot of people looking at it saying, what is the best thing to do for my operation based on what I expect to happen this year?
Larry Johnson with Greenstone Farm Credit. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.